What's up, guys? Monday night, coming to you from the ride home, like I did the other night. When I got my eyes on the road, I'm going to be safe about it, and I just want to reach out to people and do my podcast thing, man, because it looks like we got a few listeners. People will enjoy it. What I'm here to talk about tonight is friends and or associates. So, friends, you know, friends are people that you can really count on, you know. Can your friends be associates? Of course. So your associates can be your friends. Now, you know, can your associates be your friends? Of course, but maybe they're not your friends. I'll start off by saying that an old wise tale I was always told back in the day about your friends. You know, they say, you know, a good friend, man, they will be there, guys. They will be there to bail you out of jail. That's a fact. A good friend will do that. But you know, a true friend will be sitting right beside you talking about, man, we messed up. You know, whatever in life gives you, you know, you did it together. You know, your friend's there with you along the travel, along the road, along your journey. That is a friend. Brings you back to the family. I always talk about family because, you know, if he's your true friend or she's your true friend, she's your family, you know. And I'm not saying your associates can't be your friends, you know. But I'm talking about a true friend, a family friend, you know. So, you know, I think that, you know, we all have associates. You know, associates, the definition of that, man, is people that you coincide with, people that you conversate with, people that you may do business with, people you may just have things in common with, that you're around. People that you're around. Them are your associates. You know, your friends are people that you're around, but are around you. They want to be around you. They want to talk with you. You know, that's why in my business, I've got some true friends. And I'm not talking about the family that I have local or the family that I have abroad, you know. Miami, made some good family friends down there. I'm talking about the people that, some people that I don't even see very often. I hardly hear from them unless I'm doing business. But you know what? I don't click on their site and buy something. I don't get on their website and order things and fill out the form and all that. What I do, I call them. I call him or her. You know, I got a good friend, Supreme Sours, Ian. He's an awesome dude. I like him a lot. They're going to sponsor some of this cloud comp we're doing here on Saturday, February 2nd, Georgetown, Ohio. V-God, Dennis and Sam, them guys became my close friends, family per se. You know, because I call them. I talk to them. They call me. They talk to me. And it ain't like, hey, Brian, what do you need? You need 20 of these or 10 of these? They're like, hey, Brian, what's going on? How's things going with you? How's your family? How's your kids? How's your wife? How's your dog? You know, that's how they start off the conversation. An associate will start off a conversation of, hey, I'm reaching out to you to see if you need anything. Been a while since your last order. It's true, it's how it is, but them are associates. I got a real good friend that's been down with me since day one, since I did this stuff from my basement. My man, Manny. My man Manny. There he is. That's a friend. You know, he's a family. He's part of my VKL family. I'll tell you why. When I was, I didn't hear from Manny for a while. I was going through some things with my brother's passing, my aunt's passing, my dog. All this stuff was hitting me. Trying to build that room for my brother, his wife. Had a lot going on. I didn't hear from my boy Manny. I didn't hear from him. It's kind of sad to say that. I didn't hear from him. But you know what? When I did, it was a blessing. And I'm glad he didn't reach out to me at that point in time. You know why? He told me, Brian, I left you alone for a minute, man. You were going through some things. I wanted you to focus on you. I wanted you to focus on what you had going on, because you had so much going on. I didn't want to trouble you. I didn't want to bother you at that point in time. Man, that is a friend. That is a true friend. He didn't reach out to me. You know? And I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the people that did, because some of my true friends did. But you know, that was just consideration, man. That was showing me love and respect. And that really touched my heart when he told me that. To Brian, I ain't called you, man, because I wanted you to focus on you. I wanted you to focus on your family, what you had going on. That really touched me, guys. Made me feel that, you know, people really care, even if you don't know they care. I didn't hear from him, so maybe, I thought, in some people's mind, they've been like, well, man, maybe, why ain't I heard from my boy? I need him right now. But in all actuality, I didn't. I needed me. I needed to be with my family, my immediate family, my mother, my wife, my kids, my brother's kids. You know, I had to focus on those things. So it really just kind of struck me like, wow. It put a smile on my face when I talked to him. So you gotta realize who your associates are and who your friends are. Because they're business associates that you just do business together. There are associates that you just hang out with. That some of you might drink together. I don't drink, but some of you guys might drink together. Then you're drinking buddies. You're drinking associates. You know? But when you're with somebody or some people and they are with you, you got to realize what I mean by that when I say that. They are enjoying the time they are spending with you and wanting to be in the same spot or wanting to be doing the same thing you are at that point in time. It really just is touching to know that 2 years ago, over 2 years ago, I wasn't doing none of this. Well, 3 years ago, my wife was in school and I was at home, stay home dad, wasn't doing nothing, And in 2 years, I built a relationship and a family with people and made new friends, true friends. In such a short period of time that I didn't know I had arms big enough to reach this around this many people. And what's great about it, these guys are reaching their arms around me too. That's a true friend. So, just recognize, guys, who is your associates and who your friends. And I'm not saying there's anything bad about being business associates. That's a good thing, but keep business business then. So you try to nickel and dime them. per se. And they're going to try to tack you up. But they're still they're associates to you. just because they're trying to tax you, you're trying to blowball them. Don't worry about it. Keep them right where they are. But if they're your friends, They're your true friends. They're not going to try to tax you. And you're going to try to give them what they're worth. And that's in life. It's just not in products. It's not in merchandise. It's in life. They're valuable. Give them their worth, guys. Let them know what they're worth to you. Invaluable. That's what true friends are. Invaluable. I'm not saying associates are invaluable, but they do have a price tag. You know, I've had associates that I've done business with, and their price tag was too high. So we don't do business anymore. But there's those people that are my true friends and my associates even, that they don't have a tag on them. They're invaluable. So what, you know, I stick with them thick and thin. The low times, the high times, I stick beside them. But once again, guys, they stick beside me. You know, my best friend outside of my wife was my associate for a long time. He was my father. My father, we just didn't see eye to eye because of me. It was more me than him. I'll take that. You know, I'll take it on the chin because I was not living the life I should have lived. You know, I should have lived a better life, a more respectful life, not a better life, but a more respectful life. I should have thought about other people. And I'm glad I got the chance to do that now before something ever happened. Heaven forbid anything happened to me anytime soon, or hope I live to be an old man, sit on a rocking chair on my front porch or on my back deck with my wife and watch my grandkids run around. That's what I pray for. But you know, it just, now I can say my dad is my best friend. A true friend. He's always been there. You know, I mean, he may have always been my true friend. I just didn't see him as that. You know, he always had his arms open for me. Always been there when I needed it. But I wasn't there for him. I didn't show him what he was worth. You know, if he didn't have this for me or didn't have that for me or couldn't do this for me, I put a tag on him. I put a price tag on him. Because if he couldn't give me this, then I didn't want to talk to him or this or that. But you know, all that changed. Now he's invaluable to me. And a lot of you guys, a lot of you people listening are my true friends. You guys are invaluable to me. You mean the world to me. Without you guys, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Wouldn't have the family I have today. Wouldn't have the feelings and the heart that I have today. But through vaping, through the community of vaping, I found some true friends. And I want to keep you there, guys. I want to keep you beside me for as long as the Lord will allow. Guys, with that being said, if you see a homeless man, give him a dollar or two. Five if you got it. And make sure you reach out and tell someone you love them today. Whether it be your brother, your sister, your mother, your cousin, a friend you ain't spoke to in a long time. Make that a goal for today, guys. But not just today, but each and every day, man, we're not promised tomorrow. Like the old saying is, today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Guys, me, all of us from BKL, from me to all you listeners and all you BKL family, all vapers abroad, all non-vapers abroad, anybody tuning into this broadcast, got nothing but love for you. I love you all, and I will see you again soon. BKL, baby. BKL.